Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Tes Zayin, Zvachim 16a, pagination is 31. We'll start on the facing page at the start of the second perek of Zvachim, midway on the page. Kol HaZvachim, all Karbanos, Shekiblu Damon Zor, that a non-Kohen accepted the blood after the Shechita, and that would be true as well regarding the Holacha and the Zrika, just giving one example of the vital Avodos that cannot be done by a Zar. As we mentioned in other sessions, Shechita could be done by the Zar, but again, from Kabbalah and on, has to be done by the Kohen. So Zar, a non-Kohen, would be one example that would make it possible invalid. Another example is Onain, a person whose close relative that he has to mourn recently died. And that's the case that we're going to focus on when we get to the Gemara. Tevul Yom, a person who has gone to mikvah, he has toveled, but only just today. And he still has to wait for the night to complete his purification process. It has to be a new halachic day in order for him to, let's say, eat teruma. We had this in the first Mishnah of the Talmud in Maseches Brachos. From the time that the Kohanim can enter to eat their teruma, so until that time, that it's night, he's called a tevul yom, a person who went to mikvah just today. U'mechusar kippurim, or a person who already got his mikvah and nightfall process, but he has not yet brought his karban, the kippurim, the atonement part. U'mechusar begadim, and a person who's a legitimate kohen, but he's not wearing the proper garments. Shalorachatz yadayim v'raglayim, he didn't wash his hands and feet. Orel, he's an uncircumcised person. Again, talking about a Kohen, talking about a person who's an observant Jew. The reason he's uncircumcised is not because he's a non-observant. It's because his brothers died as a result of Mila, and therefore he is absolved because it's a Pikuach Nefesh situation, and therefore he's a legitimate Orel, a legitimately uncircumcised person for health, life endangerment concern, but he's not going to be able to do the avoda. And if he does, he would make it possible. Tame, a person who's ritually impure, and other cases where the person is not standing properly on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. So among the cases that are listed here as pasul, invalidating the karban, was the case of Onain. Our Gemara, moving on to Tezayin Amud Aleph, counting up from the bottom about 12 lines, at the two dots at the end of a line, Onain, asks, Minolon, how do you know this halacha that an Onain would make a karban pasul if he did it? And the Gemara cites two sources. Dichsiv, one source is from Parshas Emor, this week's Parsha. O min ha-mikdash lo yetze, his father's mother died. Nevertheless, min ha-mikdash lo yetze v'lo yechalel, the Kohen Gadol shall not leave the Beis HaMikdash, and he won't be in violation. Ha'achar shelo yotza chilel. But somebody else who did not refrain from doing the avoda would desecrate the avoda. And that's unique to the Kohen Gadol, that he's able to do avoda even when he's an onain, whereas a regular Kohen, known as a Kohen Hedyot, is not allowed to do avoda when he's an Onain, and our Mishnah is saying he would make it possible. Rabbi Lazar Amar Mehocha, Rabbi Lazar says the source is from Pasha Shemini in the incident on inauguration day of the Mishkan, where Nadav and Avihu were killed, and Elazar Isamar the remaining Kohanim Hedyotim were in this Onain status, as was Aaron, the Kohen Gadol. And Moshe found out that they burnt one of the Karbanos, that it's seemingly invalid. And he called the Kohanim to task on this. He addressed his words, and Aaron responded, Hein hikrivu. Did they bring the Karbon? In other words, from Aaron's response, you could see that Moshe was thinking that they burnt the Karbon because it was brought by Elazar Isamar, Kohanim Hedyotim, who were Onanim. Said Aaron, no, it's Ani Hikrafti. I'm the one who brought the Karbon, and a Kohen Gadol is allowed to bring the Karbon even when he's an Onan, and that's not why it got burnt. There's a different reason. It was a carbon that would yet be brought in the future again. It's the Seir Rosh Chodesh, and that's why it was able to be burnt and didn't have the special dispensations of the inauguration day on Karbonos that were only going to be brought once in history. Mechlal, what you see from here is the Inhu Ikriv Shapir Ishtaruf. Had they, the Kohanim Hedyotim, brought it when they were Onanim, everything would have made sense why it was burnt. But Aaron said, no, Ani Hikrafti, I'm the one who brought it, because a Kohen Gadol does not invalidate if he brings it as an Onan. The Rambam, in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Perek Beis, Halachas Hey and Vav, tells us that in general, a Kohen is not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash when he's doing Avodah, Mevuhalim Udechufim, under pressure to rush out. He's not allowed to do that. He has to be devoted to the Avodah. What should a Kohen Hedyot, who hears Shemes Lomes, what should he do? Eina Yotza Min HaMikdash. He's not supposed to leave the Beis HaMikdash. But Eina Oved, but he can't do the service either. But a Kohen Gadol, Oved Kishahu Onein, a Kohen Gadol can even do the Avoda while he's an Onein. In our time, the application of Onein, Lo Aleinu, Hashem protect, but the concept of an Onein is that when a person loses a close relative, from the time that he's informed of the loss until the time of the burial, Chazal said that he's potter from many positive commandments, such as Shema, Brachas, he's not going to put on tefillin. He still has to be an observant Jew, of course. He's going to eat kosher. The prohibitions are still in effect. Interesting presentation is that if he eats bread, he's going to wash before eating the bread, but he's not going to recite the bracha. And that is a unique type of status, the status of an onein. The way I like to explain it is that Chazal recognized that on this close relative, you're supposed to be totally devoted to ensuring a proper burial, and you only have one chance to do it. One chance to bury the person correctly. And therefore, they absolved the person of many mitzvahs. Interesting questions regarding if it happens during Chanukah, does he light the Chanukah menorah, perhaps without a bracha? Can he continue counting Sfira? He should count, but without a bracha. There's a interesting Shmiras Haloshon Dan Lekaf Schus story of a person who was on the plane, and he saw just in front of him, a row right in front of him, there was a rabbi-looking fellow. And the entire trip, this rabbi-looking fellow didn't get up to daven with a minyan, didn't put on tefillin, didn't daven even in his seat. Instead, he's reading, nothing wrong with the magazines that he's reading, but he's reading secular things. He doesn't open a sefer even once the entire plane flight to Eretz Yisrael, and he's inside fuming about this imposter. He looks like a rabbi, and really, I'm going to expose him when we get to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to tell him what this person really is about. When he thought he was in the privacy of the plane, he didn't even study Torah the slightest. And he finally gets to Eretz Yisrael, all huffed up, and he sees people coming to greet this rabbi-looking individual. Indeed, was a very great rabbi, and he had lost a parent, and he was an onen, and he was accompanying the coffin to Eretz Yisrael, and he was, as an onen, was absolved of doing certain mitzvahs. Indeed, he's not allowed to study Torah because Torah brings joy. He's not allowed to put on tefillin. He's not allowed to say brachas. And he was reading acceptable but secular things just to pass the time, the equivalent of being in the bathroom. A person's allowed to read something, but not Torah. And that was his unique status during that time. A fascinating onen story of Dan Lekaf Suchos, to judge people favorably and not to jump to conclusions thinking that we know and we can judge because we've got it with great clarity. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.